This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, I'm John North. As we head into this Tuesday morning, let's take some time with God together and start our day right. If possible, every day of your life should be started with some special time for God. Time to listen to Him. So often when we come to God, we have our prayer list, our things we want to ask Him for, and we rush straight into that. But we need to learn in our lives to stop first and get quiet and read God's word and invite God to do His work in our hearts and lives. God's work in you is much more important than God's work for you. You need to allow God to do His work in your heart and life. And we're talking this week on the theme of God's voice in our lives. We looked yesterday at Genesis chapter 1 and the creation of mankind. As you read through Genesis, you come to chapter 6 and you find that as mankind turned away from God, that something fell within our nature. We became naturally sinful people. And the evil of mankind on the earth was so offensive to God. It says in Genesis chapter 6, verse 11, "Now the earth was corrupt in the sight of God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked on the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way upon the earth. And God said to Noah, 'The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. And behold, I am about to destroy them with the earth. Make for yourself an ark of gopher wood. You shall make the ark with rooms, and shall cover it inside and out with pitch. And this is how you shall make it.' And he describes its dimensions and how he should make it. And he says in verse 17, 'Behold, I, even I, am bringing the flood of water upon the earth to destroy all flesh in which is the breath of life from under heaven. Everything that is on the earth shall perish. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall enter the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you.'" And he goes on from there. You know, when God chooses to speak to us about a specific task he has for us, we must be ready to respond to him. You see, in this account, that although the earth was so wicked and God was bringing that judgment, God wanted to protect his children, the people of faith. And God is always at work on our behalf when we are living in healthy relationship with him. There's things that God wants us to be a part of, things that he's doing in this world. And so he gives us specific direction. And some of those tasks take a lot more work and effort than other ones. But you can rest assured that God knows what he is doing in everything that he asks of you. Even when you can't see where it's going, where it'll take you, God knows. Do you know, it had never rained on the earth before this time. A vapor used to come out at night and would kind of permeate the ground and water it. And yet God is calling Noah to build an ark. The thing we have to remember is that following Christ and what he wants of your life is always a step of faith, no matter how great or how small the task God has for you. Faith is at the heart of your response to him. I wonder, in your life right now, what is it that God is asking you to do for him? If he's asking you to do it, it's something near to his heart. He cares about it. Why don't you go ahead and get busy with it today? Show your faith to the world as you step out and obey God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.